We're all portable here, you know. Portable. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop. We're all ha-ha. Static. Boom. Everybody, welcome to Static Shows. Bob?
What you've just heard is the beginning of the world's oldest podcast, Static Radio. Hello.
The world's oldest?
I'm Tony Williams.
Anthony.
What?
Anthony Williams.
Anthony Williams. And welcome to BBC Hour. We're interviewing Miles and Bob.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we're the oldest, but it has been 16 years.
16 years. And how's it been, Bob?
It's been fun. It's been fantastic. You know, we have our ups and downs, and sometimes we're funny, and sometimes we're not, but...
What word would you use to describe Miles, working with Miles?
Perverted.
Perverted.
Yeah, perverted.
And Miles? I would say rewarding.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I should say rewarding.
Rewarding. I wasn't going to say perverted, but rewarding.
Maybe I should change my word.
You know, okay, the interview's over. Okay, yeah, I was going to go with the bit, and now you said perverted.
Yeah, now you're going to say rewarding to make me feel bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, forget it. You know, I was just going to be like, you know, from the heart, but, you know, just forget it.
Oh, you want me to be from the heart? Okay.
I had this whole funny bit, you know, how your family adopted me, but no.
No, my mom thinks there's something up with you, you know.
I know, that was going to be the whole thing about her adopting me, and I had to live in your carport, and I had this whole funny bit ready to go, and
I've ruined it by saying perverted.
You ruined it. I was going to say how my parents sold me to your family, and I was promised a room, and it was with you and your brother. And
yeah, he wasn't living there then.
Huh?
So. He's been out of the house for a long time, you know. He's
yeah, but no one knows that but you. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It'd be a bit I was doing. You know?
I blew the bit. Okay.
Yeah, you blew. That's okay. You blew.
I'm sorry.
It was really going places, too. People were buying it.
I don't think so.
Yes, there was a perfect voice for it.
I don't think anybody was buying it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What are you eating, like pineapple? What are you eating there?
I'm not eating anything.
Oh, it's not like you're eating something.
No, I'm just trying to schmooze a cop I know just in case I ever get in trouble, man. I'm just trying to get his good side.
Oh, you're typing. Okay.
Yeah, I was typing something. Don't worry. Just in case I ever get arrested in Chicago, I just want to have a bet.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go around throwing mopeds around, you might get arrested.
Yeah, like a couple of dicks I know that do that.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, did you have a story or no?
I did. Yeah, I did have a story tonight. I'm sorry. I know that wasn't very funny, but and the story probably won't be just as funny as that. But I don't know. So.
Okay.
This is one of those stories I think you will enjoy.
Does it involve you being completely embarrassed or?
No, not that. No, it's not quite that way. But let me go into it. I know you'll figure it out as we get halfway in this. You'll guess what's going to happen, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I won't even get halfway in this, and you'll say, oh, this is what he's getting at. Boom. Yeah,
playing with himself.
You know, the evil Mrs. Shapiro.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you hated the Mrs. Shapiro stories earlier this year, then you're really not going to like this one. Because
yeah, poor Mrs. Shapiro.
She is. She has children my kids' age in high school.
Yeah,
they attend a lot of the same things, and you know, she's becoming not my wife's BFF, but she's getting up there. You know.
Oh my Lord!
You know,
is she going to be naked in your house soon, Mrs. Shapiro?
No, that's not going to happen.
Your wife's BFF seem to be naked in your house.
Yes,
so.
There's only one. Yes, yes. Now
Desiree always shows up and gets naked.
Not always.
Sometimes.
And I would not stop her from doing that.
Yeah. Mrs. Shapiro or Desiree?
Desiree, if she wanted to parade around bare-ass naked again, I would be all up for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I'd get dollar bills for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd make it rain, man.
Okay.
So, this week, their daughter is, like, in, junior high or high school or something. I don't know.
What?
They have a daughter, right?
Another daughter? A different daughter?
She's got a bunch of kids.
She's got like 10 kids. You know that means, don't you?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
So they're like, she's like, you know, oh my God, we've got to leave town. We got to go to Chicago.
So Mrs. Shapiro's the Harvey Fierstein's sister?
Yeah. Well, that's usually the voice I use for my mom, but I was for Mrs. Shapiro tonight.
Okay.
And so she's got some kind of family thing that has to be tended to, and so like the whole family is going away, right?
Yeah.
Except for this one daughter who is in softball. And due to an injury, the young lady has missed a lot of school and softball and stuff, and is rehabbed and now back into it, but she dare not miss anymore.
Sure.
You know, you have a daughter that's in a lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
She doesn't miss things, right, you know.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, you know, can you go to the game, you know, just, you know, watch her play, you know. I don't know, moral support or what. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, could you help her out? You support her in her endeavors here.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, she seems like a nice young lady. I will do it. I know she's got some mad skills with
History tells me Mars Tidal loves women's sports.
Well, not so much the high school sports, but the collegiate and the sand volleyball, I guess, would be my favorite, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. I remember back in college, you would go see the women's basketball games quite often.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
And you could pick your own seat. You could really pick your own seat there. Yeah,
I'm sure you did.
I picked my seat many a times. Yeah, you could sit anywhere you wanted to.
You're picking other things, too, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah, right. And, all right, so to get to the point, I knew we were getting there a little bit late, you know, and I'm like, do you want to sit in the stands? I'm talking to my wife now. I'll go to sit in the stands. Or do you want to sit out in the outfield beyond the fence?
Right.
And she goes, well, I think this girl is being in the outfield anyway, so we'll just sit a little bit beyond the fence. I said, okay, we got a couple lawn chairs, and there's some people out there, and it's a beautiful night like tonight.
Yeah.
We set up, we're just sitting down, and my wife's like, oh, we're going to have to pay.
Pay?
Yeah, that was my reaction, too.
I'm like, for what?
We're not even in the park. She goes, yeah, but they will make you pay. I'm like, no.
No, we're not paying. That's what I would say. We're not paying.
We're on school property, but certainly, you know, we're outside the... Nope. Lo and behold, here comes a lady with, like, a free apron from Ace Hardware, you know.
Would you like a couple tickets?
Yeah, no, let me mark your hand with this purple marker here.
Holy Christ, what the world coming to paying for all this crap?
$5 each.
What?
$5 each.
And you brought your own stinking chair?
Yeah.
I'd say make it like I will donate $5 and that's it.
No, it was $5 each. So
that's crazy bullshit.
Well, you know, my wife, oh no, it's going to a good cause. It goes for these girls.
Yeah, it goes to good. I can get myself McDonald's for that $5.
It's going for the coach to get a 40-ounce or something. I don't know what it's going for,
yeah,
right?
I don't know either.
I'm like, okay, all right. You know, I'm going to be an a-hole if I say something. I'm like, okay, all right, $5.
We brought our own chairs, for Christ's sake.
Right, exactly. Thank you. My wife brought her own drink, you know.
Yeah, what the hell?
So we sit down, and my wife, and the game isn't too far into it, but we've missed, like, the first 20 minutes or something, and we're out by the scoreboard, and I go, hey, lean over and see what the score is. She goes, okay. She goes, oh, my God, it's like 10-0.
Oh, my.
Like, the home team, which is our team, is winning. I'm like, wow.
10-0, wow.
I'm like, holy crap, you know.
That $5 evidently went to speed for the team.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap, this is a good team. And I'm like, wow, you know, maybe what have I been missing out? These like, girls are good, right?
Yeah.
All right. And, So, you know, we're watching the game, and our team gets out, and, like, the other team, they get up, and they strike out, and so they come out, and the other team, it's like some Catholic League thing, I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
They come out, and they throw around the ball, you know, to warm up.
Right.
And, like, the girls in the outfield cannot catch this ball to save their life.
Okay.
Like, it'd be like me and you throwing a ball to each other. I mean, yeah. Like, the laziest, like, I'll get it. Oh, jeez. Oh, it's out of my mitt. Oh, it's out of my mitt. They couldn't catch the goddamn ball. I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I go, I can see why this is 10-0 now, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, all right. So next thing I know, my wife's texting and texting and texting. I go, what's... She goes, that's weird. I go, what? She goes, Mrs. Shapiro just said that the throw didn't look like a ball. It looked like a strike.
Okay.
I'm like, huh. She goes, I wonder if, I wonder if she's Skyping this or someone's, telling her what's going on. So she continues on with the texting, which I think is a little rude, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's the 21st century.
She goes, oh, look over there in the stands, way across the field. There she is right there in the stands.
Oh, okay.
In the pink shirt. I go, wait, she's here?
Oh, I thought you were going to be supportive.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, okay. I go, wait, I thought what happened to, this thing? Oh, they're back. They came back early. They came back early.
So they were there the whole time.
They were there the whole time.
So they cost you $10.
They have been there. They got home like at 5 o'clock. We got at the game like at 6:30 or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Our team gets up to bat. The couple girls get on base right away.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, third girl hits a thing and a couple girls score. And they're like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's the game.
Oh, because they got so far ahead, right?
I'm like, you're shitting me.
They have like the 21-20 run rule or something?
This was a debate. This was a debate between me and Mrs. Shapiro next, okay?
Right, okay.
Now, I go, oh, wow, okay, so they're getting skunked. And she's like, well, we don't call it that.
Uh-huh.
I go, what's it called? She goes, it's called mercy, the mercy rule.
Oh, the mercy rule went into effect, gotcha.
I said, yeah, but that you're getting skunked. Well, no, skunking is for a different kind of sport or something. I'm like, no.
No, it's not skunking.
Yeah, we're having like this big debate about it. I'm like, no, you got skunked. You skunked these stupid Catholic girls. You skunked them. And, well,
don't say stupid Catholic
I guess they're
girls.
Not stupid, but they're just not athletically inclined either, though. Sorry. I'm Protestant, I'm sorry.
Saint Francis are a sissies. Can't play the ball.
Oh my God. The most horrible team. I'm like, oh my God. It's like these girls just started playing like last week, I swear to God. I'm like, holy crap, Jesus. No, okay, they weren't stupid. That was mean. Sorry.
I'm just teasing.
Sorry.
You
know, Catholic had nothing to do with being stupid,
They kept praying in the middle of the pitch. Come on.
Everyone was yelling Jesus Christ at the end. but it was weird. Like, are you kidding me? There goes my $10.
Yeah, that was the fastest $10 you ever spent.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah. I'm like, what the hell, man? I go, you know what? You're developing into a bunch of quitters, okay? You're turning these girls into a bunch of quitters. They should be able to force them to finish this game.
And really kick their ass.
Really kick their asses so they can learn a valuable lesson by getting their asses kicked. Don't screw with the public league kids.
Yeah, nice.
So, okay, so it's over. So, I mean, there's no debating this. It's over. It's over. People are leaving now.
What a waste of $5 ahead.
Now, I'm like all disgusted. Now, Mrs. Shapiro's like, oh, Miles, you can take down the flag.
What flag are you taking down?
The American flag.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe there was, home team flag or something.
No. So there's like a little, it's not a really tall flagpole, but there's a flagpole. I'm like, well, I go, you got to fold this a certain way. You just don't wad it up, I mean, you just got to.
There you go. That's going to be $10.
Yeah, I know. And so, my wife's like, oh, God damn it, I'll do it. I'm like, no, I'll help.
That is your wife. God damn it.
I know, that's what it was. So, like, take it down. I go, you know, it's got to be folded a certain way. You just don't. So, yeah, they're like, well, you triangle it. I go, I know that. I know a dude in the Army that showed me this once how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of half-assed rolled up. I'm like, well.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Just, if some veteran comes over here and gets pissed off because we didn't do it right.
Yeah,
no.
Some vet comes and beats the shit out of me for just, you know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some people get a little upset, but, you know, that's like a real sacred thing, you know, it's like, well.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you didn't do it right.
Just shut up.
Oh, my God. So that was, like, the worst. The worst. So I get conned out of 10, you know, of course, if you say anything, then you're a bad guy, yeah.
Right.
That's going for these girls, though.
Oh, jeez. Well, they got the likes of you taking down the flag. They get what they deserve.
Yeah, I know. You let a guy like me take down the American flag, you know it's jacked up. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
That's the best guy we have to take down the flag.
Yeah. It's like, holy moly.
Holy cow.
That's, you know.
But, you know, whatever. It was a little more exciting when it happened. I'm sorry. It wasn't the energy I had.
So you didn't fold it correct. Who did you have to give the flag to?
I think Mrs. Shapiro's children helped me out with that, actually, not thinking back on it. One of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I thought you were a know-it-all, but this lady has you beat by...
Who's Shapiro, or...?
Yes.
Oh.
And some of her children, yes.
They're all know-it-alls?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Like her kid, you know, one of her kids, like, all PC all the time.
Well, they should know how to fold the fucking flag.
I mean, it was kind of half-assed triangulated folded. I don't know.
I think you have to fold it into quarters, and then you do the triangle thing, and then you tuck it into the...
Right, exactly. There is a right way to do this.
Oh, yeah, there's a way to do it. And it can't touch the ground at all.
Oh, that's what I said. I go, you dare not touch that ground.
That's right.
There's going to be running over here.
This isn't like, you know, we're having a picnic and let's just lay it out on the ground and fold it up.
I mean, granted, I'm a huge dick. I'll give you that. But at least I wouldn't let the flag touch the ground or fold it half-assed. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing. You know, I wouldn't, you know.
Jeez.
You know? Yeah.
We got you doing this.
I know, me. Like, the worst choice for it. Like, me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
But wouldn't you tell, you know, if you had some friends come over, because I know, like, your daughter does a lot of stuff, but let's just say you and your wife had, like, an emergency, had to leave town, and you're like, hey, little Susie's having her ballet, could you guys go watch it, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah. And if you suddenly got back into town, wouldn't you tell the people, oh, hey, we're back now?
Yeah, I think so. If I told you that I was leaving, I would tell you when I was back. But
as a courtesy, wouldn't you be courteous and say, hey, you don't have to go to that thing now?
Yeah, I would do that.
If you want to, great, but we're back. No, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Nothing.
Some people.
Nothing.
Hey, we got another $10 in the kitty.
Yeah, I know. That's how they get people around there.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know.
We got some more suckers to show up for the softball game. We're going to beat their asses.
Suckers!
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of kids and their stuff, you know, I was... Actually, before we started recording, I was telling you, know, my daughter's driving.
Right.
And so she needs some wheels. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm moving because there's going to be a lot of people coming in here.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just moving into a quiet room because I know there's about 20 people going to march in here in about 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay. So she needs some wheels, and and apparently my wheels were targeted for procurement.
I want that Subaru.
Yeah, so... You know, so this has actually been in the works for some time, but so it's summertime, and she's got her license, and she's gonna go do a few things, you know, on her own, and so she needs some wheels. So I said, well, she could use my car,
mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, well, if we're going to do that, right, we have to, we got to clean it up.
Oh, I was going to say have it detailed.
Yes, actually we did. Have it detailed.
Come on.
Yes. And I go, what?
No.
This car is perfectly fine for me to drive my sorry ass back and forth to work, you know, 5 days a week, sometimes more.
No.
And so she's like, no, she can't be driving around in, you know, your filth. And so I'm like, whatever, you know. And so I'm taking now, I took, because my wife works at a school.
I love this story already.
Yeah, I know. You're going to love it even more.
This is twice as funny as mine already. I love this one.
It's summertime. My wife works in the school, and so she's everybody's off except for me. I still have to work, and so I've taken her car back and forth to work now, and and so, you know, my wife's like, okay, clean out your car. So I get all my crap out of the car, you know. And they take it in to be, you know, detailed at this place, professional place. That's what they do.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm at work, and my wife texts me. Actually, she texts me to say, you know, I'm taking your car in. I'm like, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
And then later in the day, she calls me and she says, you will not believe what happened at this place. And I'm like, what? They didn't do shit and they took your money? You know, that was my smart ass answer. She's like, no. She's like, we left it there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And the guy calls up and he's like, we've been working on this car for 6 hours. This is as good as we can get it.
What?
Unless you want to pay more money.
What?
Yes. This is what she tells me. He says, I think she's like making, she's, you know, pulling, you know, being ornery to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's crap. You're full of it. There's no way. They worked on this car for 6 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just pulling my leg. And so I get home and she gives me the paperwork.
Hey, what country you think this is? What country?
And on the actual paperwork from this professional place are two words.
Second word is you.
Yeah, no. Excessive grime. And I'm like, what in the hell? And so apparently it was true. They worked on this car. And
is
then
that the interior or exterior?
Interior.
It's got feces.
The guy was like, did this person drive with the windows down all the time? I am like, that car was not that dirty. I swear to God.
Come on.
He's like, it's the worst car he's ever worked on.
I don't feel so bad about my $10 now.
Yeah, no kidding. So, and I paid more than $10 for this thing
here. Oh, I imagine. It's probably top dollar, man.
Yeah, it was top dollar. I was like, holy. And then, like, this fucker said excessive grime, and I'm paying him this kind of money.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Excessive grime.
Excessive grime. I'm like, hey.
Your rap name back in the 90s?
Yeah, that was my rap name. Excessive grime. Excessive grime.
Yeah.
Here is my defense. I have to defend myself a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
In my defense, I don't ever wash my car. Ever.
Yeah.
I rarely ever clean it out. I pick up the garbage.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't spend any money because I spend my money on my family.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And apparently I paid the price from the detail place. So, you know what? I don't care if people don't go to college. I'm washing my car now. Just because of this, despite them, I will spend an extra $1,000 a year to keep my car clean, and just they won't be able to eat or something.
Excessive grab!
I'm not going to get another report card like this. Oh my gosh, I was so livid.
It would be a cold day in hell.
Yeah.
But I would waste money on that.
Hey, I know. Believe me, I was trying to get out of it, but...
You can take my ass to divorce court first, because...
Well, I didn't want to go that far.
No, I'm not... No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, no.
I was like, you clean it out. They're like, we're not cleaning that out. I'm like, all right. I'm like, then don't clean it out. I don't care.
F you, man. I ain't gonna do it.
Excessive grime. I was just like, what?
Excessive grime.
This guy has got a racket. He probably puts that on everything.
Has your husband been wiping boogers on the dash?
Right. You know how many boogers we found on this dashboard?
There's some fecal matter that we have found.
Oh, my Lord.
We suspect he's pissed his pants at least once.
At least once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and believe me, I didn't think it was that bad, but apparently the detail shop was pretty put off by it, so...
You know, I'm glad we didn't meet up in St. Louis now, because I think I would have been shocked and horror.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have. It would have been, I would have been in that car, too.
With that excessive grime.
The excessive grime. I don't know.
Excessive grime.
So it looked very nice.
Yeah.
When I saw it at the end of the day there, but
yeah. You know. Oh, my God.
I was just like, what?
What?
I'm like, these sons of bitches.
You sons of bitches.
I'm going to burn down your business. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm just like,
oh. Nice.
And we paid these people.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I paid you to put me down.
I know.
My wife was going to say we got it at like a... She said if they asked me, I was going to say I got it at a car auction. She was so embarrassed. I didn't have anything to do with it. They had to drop it off and pick it up. She was going to like... She already had a story all worked up whenever they called and said they couldn't clean it up anymore. Oh, we got this at a car auction.
Oh, Mike. Grandpa owned this, then he parked it in his garage for 20 years, and now...
That probably would have been easier, apparently.
Yeah, it's just made up some shit, yeah.
That would just be dust, but...
Yeah.
I drove that thing every day, you know?
Yeah.
Holy moly. I feel violated, honestly.
I bet that's how the car feels, too.